The biggest thing about the recruiting was just getting into the registration lines at the Stock Pavilion, the registration lines when they were at the old Armory, and standing there all day long watching the kids come in to register, and talking to them. If they were tall, you'd talk to them. And I had a standard line, which I told my assistant coaches, you see a nice looking kid, when I mean nice looking, he's rangy, tall, 6'4", or well over 6 feet if we could find him. And you go up to him and you say, what sport are you out for? And they'll either say, well, I'm a football or basketball. Well, I'm not out for any sport. The next question you ask is, why aren't you? And invariably the reply would come back, I'm not good enough. And I'd say, what do you mean you're not good enough? Well, I didn't get a scholarship. And I've come to the university, I'm going to focus on my education. I've had to give up sports because I'm not good enough. And then I'd go into my, have you ever thought about a sport like rowing that's an Olympic sport and Wisconsin excels at it? Well, I don't have any experience. You don't need experience. We start you from the very basics. And if you've had any athletic experience, background, it's a big plus for you. But it isn't necessary. It isn't something you have to have had. All you have to do is have an interest. You like water? Yeah, I like water. Can you swim? Yeah. You ever been in a rowboat? Oh, yeah. Water's kind of fun to play around. What kid doesn't enjoy water? So you hit them. Well, how about taking a walk down to the boathouse? Why don't you come down tonight or tomorrow and just look? You ever seen a racing shell? Holds 8 men. It's only 200 pounds. Can you imagine an oar that's 12 feet 4 long and it only weighs 7 or 8 pounds? Can you imagine going 12, 15 miles an hour? Can you imagine pulling across a skier, water skier, with a boat, rowing boat? And you get their interest up and you get them to come down. Just come down and look. Come down and look. Come down and try. Try it today. What'd you think of it? Well, why don't you try it tomorrow? One day at a time. And invariably, that theme worked to get kids involved. I can remember one of our kids that went on to be an Olympian and a silver medalist in 72 and 88 at Munich, Tim Mickelson from Deerfield, Wisconsin, came in here. I must have seen Tim on campus. He was going to be a football player. But we kept bumping into each other. It was just one of those idiosyncrasies. And every time I saw him, I said, well, you come, well, we got practice. We got this football. And Saturday morning, I'm walking down Babcock Drive, and here's Tim going over to practice. I said, well, you got practice this morning? And he said, well, it's just kind of a meeting. I said, come over to the boathouse after your meeting. See what it's about. He said, okay. I think he said it just to get me off his back. He came down, and he became a rower. And ended up being a silver medalist in Munich at the Olympics. You can go from that extreme to a young man from California. Oh, man, 6'5", looked like he could move mountains. And I bumped into this guy several, this is early in my freshman coaching career, and I saw him here, there, and everywhere, and finally, and I talked to him every time. I saw him at the old Armory. He was picking up his class cards, final registration, and it was the only time that I was ever challenged by a young man. And he looked at me, he says, Coach, don't you have, did he say, the audacity to realize that I haven't got one damn bit of interest in coming out for crew? And I said, well, you typify everything we're looking for in size and you're smart. I says, you've got an athletic background. You said you'd played basketball and everything. He said, I am not interested in coming out for crew. Please don't talk to me again. That's the only time I ever got a negative affront from a kid. And this happened probably in 1962 or 3. And it might have dampened my spirit, but I went on to continue talking to kids, even an occasional graduate student that might have looked like a freshman. And I had one guy come down to the boathouse to row, and we started talking, and about his schedule, and he started telling me what courses, and he was all in a 200 and 300. I said, wait a minute. You're a freshman. He said, well, I'm a freshman in graduate school. I'm in my first year grad. I said, well, you're not eligible. I'm sorry. But I had him convinced to come out and row. I tried. I really worked at recruiting.